Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Now, I want to introduce you to an artist from County Armagh. Her name is Shannon, spelt S-I-O-N, Ah Father N, and she's here today in Studio 8 with Ciara Maguire on fiddle and Ryan Archer on guitar. We're going to chat in a moment all about Nashville, Shannon, and songwriting. But first, this is your own song and your current single. It's called No Revival.
Your eye hints in a low from the other side. But you were young, thought you were free. The truth is, you didn't think of me. Mama always told me, baby, small town boys will drive you crazy, 'cause all they do is get in the way. One shot, two shot, three shot, four. Next thing you know, he was on the floor. Jack on the ground, Johnny on the vinyl. There's no revival. One shot, two shot, three shot, four. Next thing you know, he was on the floor. Jack on the ground, Johnny on the vinyl. There's no revival. That good time boys you're gonna hate. I guess she didn't in his DNA. That good time boys you're gonna hate. I guess she didn't in his DNA. Cheap perfumes all on your clothes. Pack your bag, say the hell away. I'll make you regret all the games you play. Mama always told me, baby, small town boys will drive you crazy, 'cause all they do is get in the way. One shot, two shot, three shot, four. Next thing you know, he was on the floor. Jack on the ground, Johnny on the vinyl. There's no revival. One shot, two shot, three shot, four. Next thing you know, he was on the floor. Jack on the ground, Johnny on the vinyl. There's no revival. That good time boys you're gonna pay. I guess she didn't in his DNA. That good time boys you're gonna pay. I guess she didn't in his DNA. One shot, two shot, three shot, four. 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 One shot, two shot, three shot, four.
Shannon, that's a great song. I'd like to know more about it. Why you wrote it?
Yeah, so Miriam, unfortunately, with all the love songs do come the breakup songs as well. And I think it's so important to write about them experiences as well, because so many people can resonate with that also. So No Revival is the gut punch that someone has broken that bond that you once trusted. It is about a bar scene, walking into a bar and seeing that person that you thought you could trust in the arms of someone else. And yeah, it's basically, for me, it's turning heartbreak into something that could, you know, speak to others.
I think it will resonate with so many people, Shannon. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Lots of good country themes too there. I mean, where would you place yourself, say, in country music? Are you country pop, old country, modern country? I mean, what title do you prefer for your music?
Yeah, so I suppose, like, my music is heavily influenced by so much. Like, I grew up listening to my mum and grandfather in the band, and like that era was so like 70s influenced. But I would probably put it in the whole modern country era, because like that, like I'm bringing some modern influences into old country music and different themes and stuff in songwriting, I suppose, you know, is what portrays that more modern country feel.
Absolutely. And you mentioned your granddad and your mum there. Tell me about music in your family and that band.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Like I grew up in a household that was strongly influenced by music. My grandfather was in the John Murphy Show Band and toured the length and breadth of Ireland with Susan McCann. And then him and my mother then formed a duo act. And they toured the country too. And it goes back as far as my younger days when I would have went to their gigs and sat in the pub with them and just listened to the music and listened to all them. I was sitting with my Coke and a bottle or cheese and onion crisps. And, you know, it was just the damn thing back then. But like it was just all around us growing up, music. And like I have a brother that's a musician as well. And it's just, it's wonderful. We've all kind of adapted that from a young age.
And do you think, Shannon, say your mum's choice of songs influenced you?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, mum had Nancy Griffith, like Alison Krauss in the car growing up all the time. And I feel like, you know, it strongly influenced, absolutely, in what I was listening to and even now more so what I'm writing. Mm. And I feel like today even we kind of incorporate like some bluegrass elements into our live performances too, to kind of like an ode to all them artists I was listening to growing up. So, yeah, I definitely think, you know, listening to Alison Krauss and all them growing up has influenced me strongly.
And listen, songwriters, everyone does it differently. Do you feel it comes easily to you, or do you work hard at it to get it down on paper?
Yeah, I think like everyone would always ask, what's your creative writing process, I suppose. And I think for every song, it's kind of different. There's a lot of songs that I would just imagine myself in that situation. So like, how would I feel if my partner cheated on me? Mm. How would I feel if I lost, you know, the closest thing to me? And, you know, from that, you kind of build up your story and your thoughts and everything. And then I would introduce the music. And I suppose every song is just different. There's no one way I do it all the time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Now tell me about Nashville, the Holy Grail. You got to play the famous Bluebird Cafe, I gather.
I
tell me about that.
So I still to this day, I'm like in awe that I played it. So basically what happened was I was out on a writer's trip to Nashville. And was out just doing some co-writing and recording. And one of the writers I was writing with was telling me how every Monday night it's nearly like an open mic, but it's a songwriter night for songwriters out of town, but also songwriters who are in Nashville. And he was telling me, look, Shannon, you should sign up for this. The chances of getting this are like 1 in 1,000. It's crazy. Because obviously there's so many writers in Nashville trying to get a slot. So I said, look, we've the luck of the Irish with us. Let's go. We'll do it. So I set my alarm for 9 o'clock that morning. And what you do is you submit your song. So I submitted my song via email. And then by 3 o'clock that afternoon, I got an email back to say that I was one of the 20 people to perform a song at the Bluebird Cafe.
Wow.
So it was really crazy. Like, I'm a big believer in manifesting things. And I just was just visualizing myself playing the Bluebird. And I don't know what helped me, but I got there.
That's just, it's such a great story.
Yeah.
And listen, who would you list as, say, current influences? Maybe I'm thinking Kacey Musgraves, Zach Bryan. And I know you met Zach and his dad.
Yeah. So I definitely, Kacey Musgraves is a massive influence. Lainey Wilson, we've Carly Pearce, we've all these amazing, amazing American country female artists at the minute. And Zach Bryan. So yeah, I had the privilege of meeting Zach Bryan when he was in Phoenix Park last year and got to be his guest for the day. I got to hang out with his dad. And yeah, look, we've kept in touch with the family and he's coming back next year. So who knows what can happen when he's back in Ireland again.
Yeah, you could be supporting him. Now you've got two little children at home. What are their names? They must be very excited about Santa Claus coming.
Absolutely. So I've got two wee kids. I've got a beautiful daughter called Willow and a beautiful son called Frankie. So Willow is 6 and Frankie is 2. So we are just on the countdown. Every day we have the advent calendar chocolates 8. And we also have a lovely elf on the shelf has come to visit us.
We love the elves.
So we are so excited and just can't wait for Santa.
Well, Shannon and Kira and Ryan here accompanying you today. Thank you all very much for playing for us. Listeners can find you on Instagram at Shannon Music. And as I said earlier, it's spelled SIONAN_music. You're going to do a cover for us now. It's a John Prine classic. It's a gorgeous song. This is Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. Thanks so much, all of you, for coming in. Take it away.